The unexpected rain at dawn spattered down on the young ones at the Water Meadow Island, where they had been sleeping out in the open. It started the littlest babes crying. Midda rose grumpily. With the help of Tura and the Witherspike twins, she herded the infants beneath the leafy canopy of a weeping willow, where it was relatively dry. Tura glanced up at the bruised, heavy clouds.
"Wonder how long this lot's gonna last?"
The Gauss and Maeve moved into the tree shelter. She was not in a good mood, never having liked rain.
"Don't matter if it never lasts all season. We've still got to get some food for the little ones. That'll mean a proper soaking and no mistake."
Trying to be helpful, Jinty snapped off a fern at its base. She held it out to Midda.
"My Granny Crumfist always holds one of these over her head when it's raining, like an umbrella."
Grabbing the fern, Midda snapped it in two and flung it from her.
"Oh, does she now? Well, I ain't no granny hog traipsing about holding a stupid fern over me head. I'm a Gaussum, see?"
"You look more like a wet mouseim to me."
Trigger Frapp had been watching them. He stood a short distance away, with Mouse Babe Diggler tucked beneath his ragged cloak. The mad hog made an exaggerated bow.
"Good morning, friends, and what are you doing with yourselves on this fine day?"
Tura glared at him.
"We are trying to keep dry. Sheltering from the rain, that's what we're doing."
Triggers patted little Diggler's head.
"Did you hear that, little mousie? Sheltering from the rain, if you please. Old Trigger thought they'd be hard at work building my fine house."
Jinty had plucked another fern. She held it over her head.
"Build a house in this downpour?"
Trigger underwent a sudden mood change. He snarled.
"Aye, and that's what you lot are here to do. Now get to work. A drop of rain won't kill you."
Midda poured Jinty to one side. She faced Trigger belligerently.
"Listen, you can go boil your crazy head. We ain't working in this weather and you can't make us. Go on. What are you going to do about that?"
Trigger yanked the mouse bait up on his rope lead.
"Not a lot, but I think I'll do a spot of pike fishing. This one should make good bait."
Diggler struggled helplessly as the crazed hog jiggled him up and down on the rope.
"Don't let him throw Diggler to the pikers."
Tura stepped quickly out into the rain.
"All right, you win. We start work right away. But we'll need tools, spades to dig, and axes to chop down trees, and sharp blades to trim them up with."
Trigger wiped his leaky blind eye, shaking his head until a few spikes rattled from it.
"Axes, spades and sharp blades."
He bared his blackened teeth stumps viciously.
"Trigger Frapp might well be mad, but he ain't plain daft."